When a blog wins an award, a lot of people take the time to thank those who have helped them. But I thought it would actually be more important to thank the people who've helped me get to the point of even publishing my blog, because they've been really important. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank a few people. The first one would be Emer. She's a true friend, first and foremost, but also a natural editor. And she, through her guiding, has been able to give me great self-confidence and very wise opinions about finding my voice. So thanks, Emer. Paul O'Mahony would be the next person I'd like to thank. We had a conversation on the couch, having a cup of tea one afternoon, and I was worried about the process of blogging, and I was also worried about my voice, and he said something that'll stick with me. And he said, "You're blogging for your grandchildren," something I never in a million years thought about, but it's enabled me to really think clearly about what I want to say without being, again, I suppose, self-conscious. His blog is called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. Thanks, Paul. Roger Overall, a Cork foodie. Actually, his blog is corkfoodie.ie. Not only is he a very motivated, very technically brilliant photographer, he's also a fantastic teacher. And when I came to him saying, "Roger, I have a major problem, I'm writing a food blog and I know nothing about food photography," he very quickly stepped into the breach. And he not only coached me in the photography, but coached me about blogging, and just said, "Look, get on with it. Just take photos, just write the words and start publishing. And as you go through the process, you'll learn more and more about what it is you want to achieve, and it'll evolve organically over time." So thank you very, very much, Roger, for your help. Phil, a good friend of mine also, she was actually the first person to know about the blog. In our many long walks with the dogs, I spoke to her about the idea, and she is a cheerleader if ever there was one. She said, "Just go for it, follow your dreams, just take the leap and just go for it." And she's been there every step of the way, so I wanted to say thanks, Phil. Y para José, un cubano que está viviendo en Irlanda, por tu apoyo, amistad y tu claridad y opiniones, eres un gran ejemplo de ser humano. Y si pudiera realizar mis sueños o no, tendría que darte gracias. In fact, I have to say gracias to everybody who's helped in this process in getting the Cuban food blog published. Thanks.